housing, the housing market, which I got to tell you, seems pretty good, but neither side has touched it. Joining us now to cover all of this, Anthony Randazzo from the Reason Foundation and also Reason Magazine. Anthony, it's great to have you in studio.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. All right, let's start with this Pew Research thing, because I was outside somewhere yesterday when it came on the screen. I could not believe such a reversal was possible. What does it tell you?
Well, I don't actually think that the national number matters as much as what's going on in terms of the Electoral College, because we don't elect somebody on that popular vote. What matters more than that number is whether or how Romney and Obama are doing in Florida, how they're doing in Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio.
You can't get a national reversal that, though, without it impacting the swing
states. Well, I think it's going to impact the swing states, but I think those are the polls that, if you're, to whether or not you're going to be excited or upset, depending on who you're going for in this campaign, you want to look at how those polls are reflected in the swing states.
Well, and what do you think?
Well, as it stands right now, I think Romney is going to really have to take every one of those major swing states. He's going to have to take Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, and he's looking good in terms of Florida and in terms of Virginia, Ohio, North Carolina.
If he doesn't take Ohio, he loses.
If he doesn't take Ohio, it's going to be very difficult for him to win.
Really?
Yeah, it's in terms of the electoral math and where what Obama had
North
before.
North Carolina, Virginia, Florida, Wisconsin, Colorado, no Ohio. Can he still win?
If he takes Wisconsin, Michigan, and Colorado, he can still win.
Wow.
But that's three big states.
He's got a real tough uphill climb.
The electoral math is really tough right now.
The reversal amongst women, the 18-point swing, that's huge, though. I mean, that's the one thing that could certainly be a game changer.
Well, and I think enthusiasm gap is also going to be important for Romney. Coming out of that debate, there's a lot of support. People want to go vote for him, as much enthusiasm for
Obama. Which to a certain degree was also reflected in the Pew poll, where before it was overwhelmingly Democrats who said, yeah, I'm going to go out and vote. Now, this time it was slightly more, where Republicans are saying we're going to go out and vote this time, and Democrats are not saying they're actually going to go out and go pull a lever.
Could Romney switch it up in Ohio if he were to concentrate on housing? The housing market in Ohio is in the tank, hasn't really recovered, and I realize it's a big auto producing state, but wouldn't that be the way to leverage the fact that the Obama administration, Neil Barofsky said it, has done nothing to help homeowners?
I think Ohio and Florida, absolutely. If you think about housing, it's roughly 15% of our economy. We've given a $200 billion bailout to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and it's continuing to grow. It's not being discussed. Financial institutions are still sort of struggling with these toxic mortgages, and the Obama administration has done almost nothing of substance over the past 4 years. It's unconscionable to me that this isn't being discussed.
You've even got Tim Geithner, who said the money that was given to the banks to help refinance people wasn't to help them refinance. It was to foam the runway for the banks.
Exactly. No, it's not that the Romney campaign necessarily is well-structured debate on this either, or the Obama administration could poke holes at both Ryan and Romney for not being strong on the right responses to the housing crisis over the past 4 years. They can both be discussed.
Universally, though, most people agree that housing has turned a corner, at least has hit terra firma. Also, we hear that there's not inventory because now people believe their homes will go up, whereas they might have wanted to sell a year. Does that work for the president?
I think that could work for him, and he said it in the debate, but he's wrong. I don't count me actually among those universal people. We have several million foreclosures that are about to hit in a new foreclosure wave. And the fact of the matter is, with mortgage prices as low as they are, there's only really room for them to go up. Once the Fed increases interest rates, that pushes pressure on housing.
But it is
prices.
Interesting that neither camp is really pushing this.
It's a huge part of the economy. They have to talk about
it. It's amazing. Anthony, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.